flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Annie Heilbrun from Annie and Elston. Thanks for downloading and listening to Annie and Elston. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. We're also live weekdays on YouTube. And of course, you can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, time for lunch, eh?
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now!
See your mom cut the crusts off your bread.
Ma! The meatloaf!
Well, you probably missed a lot in the sports world. Don't worry, we've got you covered from high school to professional and everything in between on the 12 o'clock Sports Fix on Annie and Elston.
Happy Monday, everybody. Lunch hour has arrived, and while you rip that little plastic zip tie off of your salad, we prepare your Sports Fix for Monday, February 3rd, 2025. It's the Annie and Elston Show on 97.3 The Fan. Annie Heilbrun, Craig Elston, Braden Soprenant here with you in our Odyssey studios for two more hours. At the midpoint of the show, we bring you all the news that's fit to speak, beginning with Annie's baseball report, including Jack Flaherty going back.
Yes, Jack Flaherty is returning to Detroit per ESPN's Jeff Passan. The right-hander signed a two-year deal with the Tigers worth $35 million in guaranteed money. It's a front-loaded deal, pays Flaherty $25 million in 2025, and he can opt out of the second year of the contract this fall to re-enter free agency, or he'll earn at least $10 million in 2026 and can unlock an additional $10 million in incentive bonuses if he makes 15 starts this season. Veteran righty Carlos Carrasco is signed with the Yankees on a minor league deal. Carrasco, 38 years old in March, spent the 2024 season with the Guardians after returning to Cleveland on a minor league pact last offseason. The Tampa Bay Rays are acquiring right-hander Alex Fado from the Detroit Tigers for minor league catcher Anderson Delgado and cash. Fado, I hope I'm saying that right.
I think it's Fado.
Fado
likes paella.
Fado was a solid contributor for Detroit last season, but was DFA'd after the Tigers signed Tommy Canley. The Mariners announced that they have acquired right-hander Casey Legomina from the Reds. Cincinnati, who designated, I hope it's also Legomina, for assignment last week when they signed Austin Hayes, receives cash considerations in return. The M's have designated left-hander Yonatan Diaz for assignment in a corresponding move. Former MLB Commissioner Faye Vincent passed away yesterday due to complications of bladder cancer, according to reports. He was 86 years old. Vincent served as the 8th Commissioner of Major League Baseball from 1989 to 1992. And at FanFest, Mike Schilt confirmed that Xander Bogaerts will play shortstop this season as he returns to that position. Jake Cronenworth will move to second base, and also Adrian Morahone will remain in the bullpen, according to Schilt. There had been rumors he might make the move to the rotation, but Schilt is saying he will stay in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Interessante.
Makes sense. I mean, why mess with stuff? Who's going to be the left-hander anyways? Is Yuki going to step up like that? Nah, Morahone's been good. They didn't want to push his innings too hard. Great baseball report. Here's Braden now.
All right, got NFL, college, football, and basketball. Here's some local college news to report. Start in the National Football League, where star defensive end Myles Garrett, NFL's reigning defensive player of the year, has requested a trade from the Browns, he announced in a statement Monday. While I've loved calling the city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal is never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl, Garrett said in a statement. Speculation over Garrett's future in Cleveland had ramped up in recent months after he made comments about wanting to know the team's offseason plans following a 3-14 season before further committing to the organization. 29-year-old has 2 years remaining on the record-breaking 5-year, $125 million contract extension he signed in 2020, but no more guaranteed salary. Only a matter of time, I thought, with Myles Garrett. I mean, that guy's played there enough amount of time.
As long as he doesn't finish this up with, you know, for all my desire of a championship, I need to be traded to Dallas.
Right.
That point, I'm done with you.
That's right.
But right now, I'm on your side, Mr. Garrett.
The Lakers and the Dodgers going to try to acquire his services?
The Dodgers are thinking about it.
Thinking about adding him. At the Pro Bowl games this weekend, the past three Pro Bowl games have made one thing unmistakably clear. The NFC has a knack for flag football.
Yeah.
1 week before the AFC's Kansas City Chiefs attempt a Super Bowl three-peat, the NFC completed a three-peat of its own in the 2025 Pro Bowl games, topping the AFC 76-63. 76-63 after the completion of all events, including a 56-50 win in the flag football competition.
Oh, okay.
So what they did yesterday, I thought it was very interesting. I didn't watch most of it. They did games on Thursday, some Pro Bowl games on Thursday, and then they had a score for that. And then throughout yesterday, they played a quarter and then did another game. So, like, they played a quarter of the flag football game and then did, like, the punt challenge or whatever. And so, like, all those little individual challenges and skills competitions had scores that would add to your flag football score.
Okay.
To try to keep it moving instead of just watching flag football for, like, two straight hours. So it was interesting. You got to see a lot of players play different positions that you would never get to see. It seemed like the kids that were there had a good time and watched it. I watched it. I don't know if I'd ever watched flag football more than just one time. You get to see a lot of the guys' personalities. Biggest takeaway for me is Orlando gets to host all these events because they built a stadium that's big enough to host big events.
Right.
Why can't that be us? You can't tell me Orlando's stadium is some state-of-the-art great facility. They host multiple college football events every year. They don't have a college football team in town. UCF, they don't play there. They host NFL events. They host a bunch of different things. If you build it, they will come. But I will digress on those comments. Other NFL news. Raiders are hiring University of Washington offensive coordinator Brendan Carroll as their offensive line coach, reuniting him with his father and new Raiders coach Pete Carroll. Washington head football coach Jed Fish confirmed the news Monday, saying he was super excited for BC and for Pete. Washington quarterbacks coach Jimmy Daughtry is being promoted to offensive coordinator, Fish said. Michael Switzer will serve as the team's offensive line coach, which Brendan Carroll also oversaw. So, Washington loses their defensive coordinator, Bill Belichick's son. He goes to North Carolina to take the exact same job to work with his dad. And now Brendan Carroll, who was their offensive coordinator, son of Pete Carroll, is leaving to be the offensive line coach of the Raiders to work with his dad. Not going to be the offensive coordinator, though, because Chip Kelly got $6 million to be the offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders. Not a bad staff they're putting together down there in Vegas. Pete Carroll at the top. Chip Kelly did a phenomenal job as the OC at Ohio State to win a national championship. So maybe they are turning things around.
Under Tom.
In Las Vegas, under Tom. Feel-good story in college football over the weekend. Senior Bowl. TCU wide receiver Jack Beck was selected MVP for the Senior Bowl on Saturday, catching the winning touchdown pass a month after his brother died in the pickup truck attack in New Orleans. On fourth and goal, late in the final quarter, Beck caught a two-yard touchdown pass from Memphis quarterback Seth Hannigan to give the American team a 22-19 win over the national team in Mobile, Alabama. Beck's older brother, Tiger, was a former All-Ivy League kick returner for Princeton and was among those killed in the terror attack in New Orleans' French Quarter District on New Year's Day. Beck wore his brother's number 7 during Saturday's game, and the clinching touchdown came with 7 seconds remaining. Quote, man, it's simple. My brother has some wings on me, Beck told NFL Network. He gave them to me. He let that all take place. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Tiger, nothing else but them. They're the reason I did what I did today. I attribute it all to them. Beck had 62 catches for 1,034 yards and 9 touchdowns last season for TCU. Of course, the Memphis mascot. Tigers. The quarterback played for the Memphis Tigers, who threw the pass to Jack Beck to end the game. So a cool little feel-good story, and good for him and his family. He was definitely emotional after the Senior Bowl. Moved up a lot in the draft rankings, but it was cool to see him be able to represent his brother like that.
Great story.
Who died as a hero. Yes. There's video of him saving a young woman's life on the security cameras during that deal. So, very emotional day for a lot of people in the Beck family. As a TCU alumni, super proud of the way he was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
On to college basketball, where a gambling ring that's currently under federal investigation for its role in 2 NBA betting cases also was involved in unusual wagering activity on at least 3 men's college basketball programs this season.
Do tell.
Sources told ESPN on Monday. Sportsbook accounts connected to the gambling ring bet against North Carolina A&T, Mississippi Valley State, and Eastern Michigan in games this season, sources said. Some of the same accounts also placed large wagers on prop bets involving former Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter in 2 games during the 2023-2024 NBA season and veteran guard Terry Rozier in 2023 when he was with the Charlotte Hornets. Porter has admitted to manipulating his performance during the games for gambling purposes. Rozier has declined to comment on a reported investigation into his performance in the select game. The sportsbook accounts linked to the gambling ring also wagered on a Temple game flagged for suspicious betting last March. Sources familiar with the ongoing investigation say the ring targeted additional college basketball programs over the last 2 seasons. North Carolina A&T and Mississippi Valley State did not respond to the request for comment regarding the betting case. North Carolina A&T Athletic Director Earl Hilton did tell ESPN in an email that the recent suspension of 3 basketball players was for a violation of, quote, of well-established team rules, but declined further comment, citing privacy laws. I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg with that. Point Loma Nazarene, the only baseball team in action this weekend in San Diego, won on a walk-off on Friday afternoon. 3-2 winner in 10 innings over Chico State. Lost a doubleheader on Saturday in a sweep, but start the season 1-3. Baseball is underway in America's finest city. That's it for the college and NFL. Here's Craig.
With your voluminous local sports report, San Diego FC, the newest team in Major League Soccer, played closed-door scrimmages this past weekend against Sacramento Republic and SDSU. And the Chrome Dragons posted, and I'm calling them the Chrome Dragons, posted 3 goal clips on Twitter. So I'm guessing they scored 3 goals this weekend. Can you believe it's 3 weekends away? Their first match at LA Galaxy.
Wow.
It's 3 Sundays away. It's that close, gang.
Mm-hmm.
MLS season almost here. I feel like it's going to catch a lot of people by surprise when 3 Sundays from now comes and you see our team literally running around at Dignity Health Sports Park where Landon Donovan's statue is taking on the defending MLS champion Galaxy. That is coming up. San Diego Wave FC announced assistant coaching additions under new head coach Jonas Einevall, who joined us on the program on Friday. The former head coach of Angel City FC, Becky Tweed, is now top assistant under Idaval. Idaval also has selected Norwegian coach Jack Jensen and Swedish goalkeeping coach Kenneth Mattsson to add to his staff. The San Diego Gulls had some really cool Bill Walton-inspired jerseys on Friday. On ice, same old story. They lost to Toronto 3-1. Gulls have lost 5 out of 6. They host Coachella Valley on Friday at Pechanga Arena. Bad starts sunk two of our local squads over the weekend. The San Diego Seals stumbled out of the gate against Saskatchewan on Saturday night, falling behind 7-0 at halftime. Wound up losing 12-8. Apparently, multiple major penalties were part of that one. Woodsy was griping to me during a commercial break earlier this morning.
Woodsy Daily Gripes?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, they're just during commercial breaks, as it turns out. That's where the gripes,
I still think,
where the gripes are located.
Even if we have to record it, I think every host and producer should go to one Daily Gripes segment with Scrapey.
I think that'd be fun.
I think that'd be hilarious.
I'm all for it. I did drop in a highlight here coming up in a second, Braden, in my little rundown spot there on the rundown. So that was the story for the Seals. Seals, rough. 2 games under .500 now. Never had a year where they've had a losing record yet. So hopefully this isn't that year. Yesterday in Grand Rapids, San Diego Mojo, man, they were behind 11-2 in the first set before you could blink. They just came out and they got stomped early. Did rally, stronger performances as the match continued. Nonetheless, Mojo fell in straight sets to Grand Rapids Rise. I found that if you're watching a YouTube match after it's all done, the nature of sets being what they are, you can just kind of click ahead and go like, oh, well, how'd this set start? Oh, well, let's see how it goes, you know. So Mojo actually had the lead in the second set. They rallied in the third set. They were close. It wasn't a complete wipeout, but they did lose in straight sets. But for the San Diego Sockers, good times just keep on rolling.
Let the good times roll.
Last night at Front Wave Arena, the Sockers and the Tacoma Stars were tied 3-3. And the match went to golden goal overtime. And then this happened.
Here comes Luis. Morales charging. Childs scoring! The Sockers win it in overtime! Who did it? The captain! The all-time goals leader! The pride of Poway, Craig Childs!
He did it.
North Greg County. Giles. Part of North County, probably.
North County? Yeah.
That's right.
Well, despite
stereotyping Poway.
Yeah, just no matter where you put Poway, you can put Craig Childs in the Poway Titans Hall of Fame because he's there already. And you can put the Sockers in the win column 4-3. Sockers have won 10 in a row.
Congrats.
That seems good to me. They continue on now for a 3-match road trip. They travel to take on Kansas City, one of the cup favorites this year, along with St. Louis, back-to-back matches this weekend. And congratulations to Rory McIlroy, who won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am with a final round 66. Mm-hmm. McIlroy is only the fourth golfer since 1985 to win at least one PGA Tour event 8 straight seasons. And he knocked it out right quick this year by taking down Pebble Beach. Meanwhile, in the NBA, you might have heard, Luka Doncic got traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Also, a giant 3-team deal moves De'Aaron Fox, the all-star point guard of Sacramento, over to San Antonio, where he will be teammates with Victor Wembanyama. And Zach LaVine, former UCLA guard, who's been in Chicago and an all-star with the Bulls, he goes to Sacramento, and Chicago got, like, flotsam and jetsam coming back, some draft picks and some stuff. But not many people liking the Bulls side of the trade. But two teams did pretty well.
Nobody liked the Utah side of that Lakers-Mavs trade.
Yeah, it was
either.
Just like, hey, here's a couple second-round picks, Danny Ainge. Hope you enjoyed Jalen Hood-Scafino. And there's your 12 o'clock sports fix. Four. We're going to go right here.
Got trolled by Duolingo.
Check this out, Annie. So the Lakers put up their number 77 has arrived, new wallpapers for LA's newest star. And my favorite language app, Duolingo, that I use every day, then quote tweets it, puts the eyeball emoji at Dallas Mavs, and puts up the graphic you get during the lesson. Let's review your mistakes. As we're looking at Luka Doncic's
Even
Lakers
Duolingo
wallpaper.
Even Duolingo is trolling.
Yeah. When you've lost Duolingo, Mavs, you've lost the room. Let's come back and talk about it. Let's talk a little bit about Luka. And we've still got our Jackson Merrill interview replay before the show is out. We've got Annie Buddy Knows as well. So stay right here, friends. Annie and Elston on a roll as well. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget about the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Your chance at the ultimate trip to Las Vegas. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 97.3 The Fan for at least 1 hour to earn your daily entry into this national contest. The grand prize? Travel and accommodations for a winner and three guests to Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, where you can watch the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim, plus $20,000 cash. All you got to do, download the Odyssey app, log in, listen to our station, set yourself a little timer on your watch or your phone or whatever, make sure it's at least an hour. Don't do 58 minutes. That's the worst thing you can do.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, finish the hour. Go an hour five just to be safe, you know? And then you get that daily entry each and every day. All right. We've got Anybody Knows coming up in our next segment, our first silly game of the week. So stay tuned for that. I believe we're onto a Motley Crue grand prize drawing.
Yeah, I think we are. May update the thing.
Outstanding. Looking forward to that. So from Scorpions to Motley Crue.
Oh.
If you are old hair metal, Vegas has a home for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you 65 plus and you've been in a giant hair metal band?
You have a residency.
Please establish residency.
I love it.
So Motley Crue is the next for that. And we'll have that coming up shortly. As such, because I feel like we need to dive into Luka, let's play Jackson in the 1 o'clock hour when we're tired anyway. just makes more sense. We'll play it in the second segment of the 1 o'clock hour, and we look forward to that. So Saturday night, the Luka news drops, and it's one of these, where were you when? You know, it's one of those moments. It really felt like it. Like, and everybody had the same reaction, which was Shams Charania's Twitter got hacked.
That's literally what my buddy said.
Everybody said
it. So shocking.
I mean, I've watched three or four NBA podcasts in the last 24 hours, and every single person said the same thing. They saw the tweet. They went, oh, Shams got hacked. Then they made the second point of like, this guy's not even good. He didn't even have any first round picks or pick swaps in the deal. This is so obviously fake. And then Shams comes like 3 minutes later with, no, it's real. I'm not hacked. This is a real thing that happened.
Yeah. I mean, it took all of social media. It took, even if you weren't a basketball fan, you were trying to figure out what was going on and why everyone was freaking out and comparing it to baseball terms or what is this like if this happened in baseball. And I mean, it was shocking. The whole thing was shocking.
I was trying to think about trade because trades like this just don't happen. Trades like this do not happen anymore in any sport, but especially in the Players League that is the NBA. If a superstar, the level of Luka Doncic, who, depending on who you talk to, is either the third or the fourth best player in the world today, those players only get traded when they want to be traded. Sure. Mm-hmm. When they say, I'm going to move, and if you don't trade me, I'm going to be out of here in a couple of years. There was no indication that this was the case with Luka Doncic. He had the ability to sign a $340 million five-year Supermax contract extension with only Dallas at the end of this season. All the reporting is that Luka fully intended to sign that deal, and as such, fully intended to stay in Dallas. And there was no rumor that he was going to screw the Mavs over by signing the deal and then demanding a trade, you know, a month or two later and putting Dallas in a really tough situation. Mm-hmm. No, this was general manager of the Mavericks, Nico Harrison, essentially on his own, according to himself, said he didn't even consult with his head coach, Jason Kidd, says he knows the kind of players J. Kidd likes, so he didn't have to consult with him because he knew he'd love this deal.
Yeah.
And he only reached out to the GM of the Lakers, Rob Pelinka. One team, one set of phone calls, about 2 weeks of negotiation, and Luka moves, along with a couple of contracts, Maxi Kleber, Markieff Morris. They're also coming to L.A. Kleber will be in the rotation once he gets healthy. Max Christie, who's a good third-year player for the Lakers, he's been in their starting lineup, along with Anthony Davis. One first-round draft pick in 2029, and that's it, going to Dallas. Now, Utah gets to facilitate it, move money around. They get Jalen Hood-Scafino. They get a couple second-round draft picks. Who cares? They're just literally the vulture picking a little bit off the bones along the way. But I was trying to think of, like, what trades this reminds me of from my lifetime, mm-hmm. and I thought of three. And the first one that I think is maybe the most comparable is when the Dodgers traded Mike Piazza to Florida. Because Piazza was at a similar stage in his career as to Luka. He was like 5-6 years into his career. He had been all-star. He had been all MLB, right? He had started the all-star game. Rising star, future Hall of Fame player, mm-hmm. and it was like, why would the Dodgers? Yeah, the Dodgers got Gary Sheffield back in that deal. They got Bobby Bonilla from the Marlins, and the Marlins later flipped him to New York a few weeks later to the Mets. But people just kept asking, how do the Dodgers become a better team trading a guy in his early 20s who's a Hall of Famer at a critical position for anything? Like, what could ever justify moving a Mike Piazza? The other one I thought of a little closer to home, Robbie Alomar. Now, Robbie Alomar wasn't four straight years all-star team or four straight years all-MLB the way Luka is five straight years first-team all-NBA. But Alomar at that young age, and it was like, hey, we got back Fred McGriff, we got back Tony Fernandez, we got back real talent. That, to me, is the equivalent of Dallas going, hey, we got Anthony Davis, we got Max Christie, we're a good team this year. Yeah, but who got the best player? Who got the generational talent? That's Robbie Alomar, and he's headed to Toronto. And in this case, that's Luka. He's coming to L.A.
Yeah, seemed very suspicious and weird why the Mavericks would make this move when you've got such a great player like Luka on your team and you can build around him and he's young. But I've seen theories, you know, the Supermax and different kind of things floating around. But this is one that, again, I think a lot of people continue to scratch their heads over and could have, probably will have, a lot of repercussions for years to come.
Now, if the idea was, from Dallas's perspective, that they want to try and win this year. Luka's been out for an extended period of time. He's been out since Christmas with a calf strain. Yeah. He's supposed to be back soon, but obviously he hasn't been back. The Mavericks are doing okay. They're in a play-in spot right now. They were the eighth seed coming into this weekend. But Kyrie's played well. P.J. Washington's played well. Derek Lively's coming back. He'll play well. So the Dallas idea is that they're going to win right away. That AD is going to come in and he's going to lock down the defense, and AD being able to play power forward instead of center because they've got Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively, that's going to give AD the chance to even be a better version of himself because he's not guarding centers all the time. They think they've put themselves in a good spot for at least now in the short term in Dallas. And the only way I could even... I can't. Honestly, I've tried. I can't justify this in any... way, shape, or form. I can't. But the only thing I was thinking of was like, okay, Nico Harrison specifically wants to trade for an NBA star right now. And there are a lot of stars you just can't trade for. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Davis was someone that you could make a trade to get. But again, we're talking about moving a guy that's 25, that has accomplished more in his first 7 years in the league than just about anybody in the history of the league at this age, at this time. And you're giving him to the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers, who are just about to stare 6 years of at best, mediocrity, at probably more likely horrible, for half of a decade, sitting on Bronny's future and 34-year-old Anthony Davis and nothing else around him. All of a sudden, boop, franchise reset for the next decade. Now, Luka could leave after 2 years. He could walk. Is he going to walk from L.A.? Are you kidding me? He ain't walking from L.A. They're going to give him everything.
Yeah.
And every company in L.A., Hollywood, all sorts of opportunities will be finding their way to Luka Doncic's door to make sure he stays somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
So this is what I was thinking about. I grew up in Long Beach. I've shed most of my childhood ties. But one team that I've always held on to is the Lakers. It's always been one of my teams. I mean, the Lakers are just, they're one of my teams. And if we had an NBA team here in San Diego, it would be a different story.
Yeah.
But we don't. And I've been a lifelong Lakers fan. And occasionally I've kind of like audited myself as to why am I staying? I swear off the Dodgers. I ignore the Rams. You know, the Chargers, I completely ignore the Chargers. I have a general disdain for most Los Angeles teams. But why do I still love the Lakers? And it occurred to me, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of teams. Soccer's accepted. Soccer's always win. But I'm a friend of a lot of teams that have a lot of hard luck along the way. I mean, being a Padre fan is hard. We have no idea in my lifetime if they're going to win or appear in a World Series.
Right.
But as a Lakers fan, and listen, I've never been a rich guy. I grew up in a middle-class home, the son of two teachers. You know, we got to take some vacations in the summer, but I've never lived a life of luxury. I've never known what it felt like to be the ultra rich, the ultra privileged, to know that no matter what happens in your life, you're going to fall upwards. That if you screw up, somehow you're going to walk into a field of gold. And it's just going to be, and no matter what you do, every 3-4 years, something great just happens to you, and all of the consequences of the bad decisions you make just float off the side of your back because you're incredibly rich and privileged. I'll never experience that in my lifetime. I know that, unless I win the lottery or something. But as a Lakers fan, I get to touch it. You know, I get to come close and be like, oh, wait, I thought we were going to be terrible. Oh, we get Luka now. I guess we get Luka now. So, never mind. Sorry. Sucks to be the rest of you guys.
I mean, that's the one thing. If you're a Lakers fan, like, how can you complain right now? I mean, yeah, you lose AD, but AD's older and injury riddled. And, I mean, he's a beast, but still, you're getting Luka back. So, I still don't get it for the Mavericks, but hey.
Nobody does.
I mean, set nobody their franchise does. Back so yeah. many years.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mavericks fans that I know, too. Like, even if they win this year, I don't care.
Right.
I've just completely. But you have to put the comparison as a Padres fan. I mean, Tatis is 25.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
What if they traded Tatis for Trout?
But they traded Luka to like a marquee franchise. That's like trading Tatis to the Yankees. For some aging veteran they have, like a Giancarlo Stanton or something like that.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, we got Stanton.
Yeah, right. We got Stanton.
Hey, chicks dig the long ball. Mm-hmm. Got some surefire power in Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like, you know, maybe Aaron Judge has like 2 years of being hurt again and like he can't make it through a season. And, you know, and then they make the trade superstar for superstar. They get the young piece and the Padres get the old piece. I mean, I've seen it in the, because I got a lot of friends in Dallas. I mean, they're very upset about this. I mean, think about all the kids in San Diego wearing Tatis jerseys if they were just to up and trade him one day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would be like, what are we doing? Like, seriously, I mean, it's the business side of things, too, that I think the Padres have done a great job in understanding what it means to have these players on their team for a long period of time. But, you know, it's more than just the on-court performance. I don't understand what they were doing. They are going to get themselves fired, and it's not going to end well for the Mavericks. And then they go out, and I know their like parts are moving all over the place, but they give up 91 in the first half to Cleveland. And I know Cleveland's one of the better teams in the NBA, but like they got blown out. And you know what? Most people in Dallas were rooting for it. And that's a sad sign right now for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, they showed up. Here's how well the players on the Mavericks responded. They gave up 50 points in the first quarter. 50! You know how hard it is to score 50 points in a quarter if no one was defending you? Just the act of getting down the floor and getting the shots up in time. 50 points in a quarter. Now, I want to... I'm not defending the Mavericks, but they did start people named Olivier Maxence Prosper, Kyler Kelly, and Dante Exum in that game, and they sat Gafford and P.J. Washington, and of course they didn't have... And Kyrie was sick, and Derek Lively was out. So they played like a scrub lineup against Cleveland.
Kyrie was sick for a lot of reasons.
Kyrie was very sick.
It's like I'm not feeling well today.
Sick and tired.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired, man.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I think that people have taken away in the NBA parlance is trading Luka, ridiculous. Trading Luka because you think he's going to continue to be in poor condition and he's going to age really, really poorly, and you think his supermax is going to just really weigh down the franchise. Okay, it's a hot take, but you know him better than anyone, so I guess if you're a franchise and you really think that, then maybe you have to trade Luka. But you don't just call the Lakers.
Yeah, you put it out there and try to get your best deal possible. They could have got so many different better. They could have had so many better deals.
It's so not the same comparison, but it's like Peter Bendix only dealing Arise with
yeah.
Padres. Like,
right.
It's not the same comparison at all. But he only called one team, or they only talked to one team. He didn't shop them around, according to several people within the Marlins organization. And so, same thing. How could you not shop this guy around?
Yeah. Mikal Bridges is a very good NBA forward. He's maybe a top 50 player in the league. And when the Knicks traded for him, they gave up 5 first-round draft picks. Rudy Gobert is a top 6 center in the NBA, but he's got deep limitations in addition to the deep strengths. And when Minnesota acquired him, they gave up 4 first-round draft picks and multiple swaps. And the Lakers gave up AD, who last year was the first year in five that he stayed healthy. And they got Luka. It just, the world ain't fair.
Yeah, yeah.
The world ain't fair. And again, as a Lakers fan, this is the one time in my life where I'm like, I guess just things, everything just comes up Milhouse. If you're a Lakers fan, if things are bad, just stick around. A new superstar is coming in 4 to 5 years, either way. All right, we got to take a time out. When we come back, it's time to play Anybody Knows, the game of ridiculously easy trivia. And it's time to kick off a new month of exciting, silly games, where our end of the month drawing is set. It is a brand new Las Vegas residency for Motley Crue at Dolby Live at Park MGM, March 28th to April 19th. If you win, you're qualified for a chance to get a trip to Vegas to see the show live, including two tickets to Motley Crue, plus a hotel stay at Park MGM, and get your tickets to Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM, now at Ticketmaster.com. Phone lines are open, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Give us a call during the break. We come back and we play Anybody Knows next on The Fan. Hey, don't forget, coming up, we're going to be announcing at the top of the hour today's biggest fan. Listen at 1 o'clock, and if you hear your name, call in 10 minutes for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game. You can register for future editions of 97.3's The Biggest Fan by going to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan and potentially get your name called in a future week. Good luck. But right now, different contest. It is time for Silly Games. Today, we're playing for a chance to qualify for a trip to Vegas to see Motley Crue live. Two tickets to the show, hotel stay at Park MGM. We're playing the game of easy trivia known as Anybody Knows. And today, we've got a first-time competitor. It's Sean in Imperial Beach. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Silly Games.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Before we play and tell you all about the game, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm in San Diego. I'm in the Navy. And
nice.
I'm from the Bay Area. My wife's from Washington State, but we love it down here.
Outstanding. Welcome to America's Finest City. Thank you for your service to our country, and welcome to the game. Here's how it's played, Sean. It's based on a game that you could buy at Barnes & Noble's or at any bookstore called Everybody Knows. But because you're playing Annie Heilbrunn, it's called Anybody Knows. And here's how it works. Braden Suprenant is our quizmaster. He's got one of the cards from the box. It's got 10 trivia questions. We're going to give you about 60 seconds to answer as many of those trivia questions as you can. Then Annie, who's sitting outside and can't hear you, is going to come back in, get the same 10-question survey. And if you tie or beat her, you'll be qualified for the end-of-the-month drawing. Now, the catch here, Sean, is that these are easy questions. So don't try and outthink yourself. This is stuff from grade school. This is straightforward stuff. And usually when people get it wrong, it's because they trip themselves up. So kind of clear the mind. If you get 10 out of 10, you're an automatic winner. And let's see how you do. I wish you luck as we turn things over to Braden. I'll be keeping score for you over here on the whiteboard.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Sean, 1 minute on the clock. We'll start after I ask you question number one. Jerry Lewis and Eddie Murphy played this same movie character, the Nutty what?
Professor.
Nutty Professor is correct. If your lips are sealed, what are you doing?
Keeping quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it a secret.
Yeah, yeah, keeping quiet, yeah.
What is the suffix in the word thickness? Athletes from the University of Notre Dame are called what?
Fighting Irish.
Fighting Irish.
We would have accepted Golden Domers.
Golden Domers. This color cat is thought to be unlucky by those who are superstitious.
Black.
Black cat.
4 out of 5.
Muscles after a workout can hurt and be this for a day or so.
Sore.
The car's turn indicator is a what?
Blinker.
Blinker. This small case on a necklace can hold pictures or tiny items.
A locket.
Locket. An inquiry or something asked is a what?
Question.
Thin, question. Dark brown cookie traditionally constructed into a house with candy decorations.
Gingerbread.
Back to number 3 for a perfect one. Let's go.
What is the suffix in the word thickness?
Ness.
Ness would be the suffix. Ness. Thick is the word.
All right. Still, 9 outing, out of 10 though. Is really good. It takes perfection to beat you. Let's see. As we welcome back into the studio, the one and only Annie Heilbrunn.
Okay, am I taking on Sean for my ID?
You are.
All right.
Yes. Sean's number's locked. He did pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
And let's see how you do on today's quiz.
All right, Annie.
Brayden.
Jerry Lewis and Eddie Murphy played this same movie character, the nutty what?
Oh, the nutty professor. I only know the name of that. Yes.
If your lips are sealed, what are you doing?
Man, there's a song that I was trying to get in my head to sing, but I don't have it.
Go-Go's, Our Lips Are Sealed.
Like something about, yes.
Our lips are sealed.
Yes, keeping a secret.
Keeping a secret is correct. What is the suffix in the word thickness?
Ness.
Ness. Athletes from the University of Notre Dame are called what?
Fighting Irish.
Fighting Irish. Golden Domers, we'd also would have accepted.
Yes.
This color cat is thought to be unlucky by those who are superstitious.
A black cat.
Black cat. Muscles after a workout can hurt and be this for a day or so.
Sore.
Yep.
The car's turn indicator is a what? What is it called?
A light?
What do you call it?
Car's turn indicator?
Yeah, when you are going to turn.
Oh, when you flip the
what's it called?
The blinker?
Blinker!
That's it, the blinker.
This small case on a necklace can hold pictures or tiny items.
Oh, a locket.
A locket, an inquiry or something asked is a what?
Question.
Thin, dark brown cookie, traditionally constructed into a house with candy decorations.
Gingerbread.
Looky there.
Perfect. 10 for 10.
Wow.
Oh, Sean.
Beat Sean by one.
What did Sean miss?
Well, Sean, it wasn't the thickness. It was the thinness of that particular field. It was extremely thin, just one question thick. But Ness was your Loch Ness monster today, dragging you to the deep.
Sean, call back and
call
play,
back,
again.
Play again.
You're a good opponent. Like, he got 9 out of 10.
Nine out of ten right. Is great.
9 out of 10 wins 9 times out of 10.
It really does. It really does. But today you ran into perfect Annie.
They've been those questions have had like the prefix and the suffix.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like it's a disclaimer for everyone. The pre is the beginning of the word, right? Mm-hmm. And the suffix is the end of the word.
Is the end of the word.
I had not had to think about that until this game started putting them in the questions.
Yes.
I looked through some of those questions. There's a lot of ones on there that are like old math questions that you would get. Like,
oh, I wouldn't get the old math ones.
Well, yeah. I was telling
you,
Craig,
there's
like multiple answers for these. Like, they could be multiple things.
Well, a lot of them are ones you haven't thought about. Like, who thinks about prefix and suffix? Like, you haven't thought about that since school.
I mean, take, for example, Mr. Cow.
Yeah, Mr. Cow.
That was a multiple possible answer right there.
Well, even, like, if your lips are sealed, what are you doing? He said staying quiet.
Oh, that's... I feel like that's correct.
It's the same. What I'm saying is,
what are you asking for? Yeah. There's multiple things.
If your lips are sealed, what are you? I am a Go-Go's... single.
An angle
from the 1980s.
An angle between 90 degrees and 180 degrees is what?
What?
Well,
you never heard Our Lips Are Sealed?
What?
The song Our Lips Are Sealed?
Oh, that's probably what I was thinking
of.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that's I think I was thinking of something. That's
can you pull
what
I don't know. Do you have the music machine there?
Well,
maybe coming back for the next break.
We're not a music station anymore, so they cleaned out all of our access to music.
Really?
Yeah, on our system. Unless one of our sister stations has it.
Kixie has Our Lips Are Sealed. For sure. Guaranteed. But anyways, we can figure that one out.
Thanks for playing, Sean.
Thank you. Good job, Sean. We're going to come back. Final hour of the Monday program. What did John Morosi have to say about the Padres? Show reset, Luca fallout, and more.
Hey, it's Craig Elston from Annie and Elston. Just wanted to take a second to say thank you for downloading and listening to Annie and Elston. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to us. Also, favorite us on the Odyssey app. Also, we're live weekdays on YouTube, and of course, you can always listen live weekdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.